All right, Colt Nichols, look, a guy like you, you missed the main last week. That's no bueno for you. I'm sure you were on suicide watch. And then you're lining for the LCQ, and you're like, not going to happen again. So you did well. And then I thought your first one tonight was really good. Was that it?
11.
Yeah, like, so you had to feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, it's just been a pretty insane few weekends, honestly. Getting through the day program has just been really tough for some reason for me. And each weekend we show up with something new. You know, we're trying a new setting, new fork, and shot combo or something. And it's just, I think everyone's kind of in the same boat. You get something that works during the week, and then you come here on the weekends and you're like, holy shit, like, we can't race the track. You have to be finesse. There's 19 ruts everywhere. You have to ride the track. It's hard to race it. So we kind of had to go back to the drawing board and try something else. And after the LCQ, we switched back to a different fork. So after the LCQ, I was like, this is not working. And then
it's actually, like, good that you pulled off the win a little bit.
Yeah, it was. It kind of gave me some time. But, man, that was just so stressful. Like, I pulled off for qualifying, and I'm like, P20? I was like, God damn. I'm like, this is embarrassing. I don't know what the hell is going on. But I just felt like I couldn't do a lap. I couldn't put anything together. So it's just been frustrating. But, I mean, these are the growing pains of new bike, new team, and no data, no anything. You know, it's part of the process, but it's better tonight. I'll take the positives. I think I went 11 bike problems in the second one, 20, and then I think 11 again. So that's a hell of a lot better than DNQ. So
it's better than where you've been. Does it take any solace in the fact this idiot over here is, like, qualifying really well and doing well, and he's happy with his bike? Like, obviously different body style, different riding, so it's not like you can put his shit on. Yeah. But does it help that you're like, hey, my friend's happy?
Yeah, well, I mean, even now, like, all day today, he was like, don't touch the bike. The bike is running awesome. Yeah. It handles awesome. Like, don't touch it. And I know before, you know, earlier in the season, it was, how can we figure this thing out, you know? So it's taken a while, and I'm just glad that he's at that point, and that's all I want to be at. Yeah. You know, I just want to be at that point where I'm like, don't touch the bike. Let's just ride it and figure it out. But getting the comfort is really difficult. That's the hard part, you know? But as soon as you have it, and it's hard to describe what it is, but as soon as you get it, you're like, there it is, you know? So
yeah, but it's maybe good. Like, you can be like, hey, they made him happy. Like, we'll get there.
Yeah, no, I take a lot into that and be like, all right, well, he's good now. It's taken a while, but we can get to that point with this bike. So it's just chipping away. We got 5 more swings at it and a weekend off that we can hopefully use to our advantage. So we'll see.
The track tonight, yesterday it was so bad in the press, I guess some guys didn't even ride the second session. Yeah. It didn't look that bad to me tonight. How was it?
It actually got a lot better. Like, when we started out the day, we were like, wow, it hardened up a lot. But, of course, it broke down. And the track crew did such a good job, though, of fixing the stuff that was really sketchy for main three. And honestly, it was a good racetrack. It was. Like, there was a lot of ruts, but if you were comfortable and you could race it, you could make up a lot of time. So it was a good track, man. I like this place, but it was definitely ruttier than I anticipated, for sure.
Nice to see you closer to the top 10, and we'll see you next in Boston. Thanks, man.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.